forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 63. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Lows dip down to about 43. High of 66 tomorrow. Overcast. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Hayes school teacher is being inducted into the Kansas Hall of Fame as the Hayes music teacher at Wilson Elementary School has been there for 48 years and says she has no plans on retiring anytime soon.
I have, as my room shows, lots of different instruments, and I start with my kindergartners and we start playing percussion instruments.
That was Gloria Blackwell on KWCH News, where many of her students say they love her class, keeping them engaged and learning about music.
We get to explore different types of music.
Yeah, and like, she's really nice to us, and she does teach us a lot of stuff.
The principal of Wilson Elementary School, Anita Sheeve, says she knew what she needed to do after hearing multiple individuals praise the teacher, with only 8 teachers a year being inducted.
Every year I get emails about, you know, different recognitions. And when this came through, it mentioned a Kansas Teachers Hall of Fame, and I couldn't think of anyone more deserving.
But American Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP in stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV, 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The oldest living resident in the state of Kansas has officially celebrated her 112th birthday over the weekend in her hometown of Chanute, Kansas. As Cake News reports that Margaret Hollenshed is a resident of the Credo Senior Living Center in Chanute, where she was born on April 22nd of 1911 in her family's Chanute home. She stayed in her hometown throughout most of her life, studying music and teaching 4 different generations of students in the Chanute School District. Her and her late husband Howard had 3 children and had lived in Texas, California, and Oklahoma before coming back to the state in 1947. In other news, 2 individuals are in custody after a high-speed chase that happened over the weekend in Kingman County. Cake News reports that the chase began in Kiowa County on Highway 54 east of Greensburg after a silver Infiniti failed to yield, where police chased the vehicle for roughly 7 minutes, but was called off due to the vehicle driving too close to other vehicles for a pursuit to be safe. The chase then continued in Kingman County, where the suspect struck a patrol vehicle and disabled the vehicle. The investigation is still ongoing.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Hastings City Council met last week for a workshop to discuss the potential energy efficiencies of the city, including adding a second phase to their current solar farm they have for the community. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the solar farm would go just next to the airport near Hastings, Nebraska, as phase number 1 was created just 4 years ago, and the city says they've already seen great results for the community.
The new ones are 545 watt panels. The first phase, the panels were 335 watts. So they're more efficient. Any future phases we do will become even more efficient.
That was Tony Herman, the public information manager for Hastings on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say that this next phase, adding the higher wattage panels, will help with the efficiency for electricity and energy in the city and also potentially be able to send energy across different parts of the state as well. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. On Monday, Washington County Commissioners, based on recommendation from the fire chiefs, voted to end the seven-day burn ban enacted last week through resolution. Until further notice, the fire chiefs will resume issuing burn permits for their respective fire districts. Fire districts do have the authority to issue a burn ban within their respective district if they choose. There was discussion at last week's meeting about the burn ban and who should be in charge of the permits. Fire chiefs did not think it was their decision. Commissioners thought by the county taking over, it would seem as if they were micromanaging. All six districts last week had agreed on a countywide burn ban for 7 days, which again was ended in Washington County as of Monday after recent rains. Kansas Forestry Service and Emergency Management Director updated the fire at Haddam with commissioners last week and reported there will be no cost to the county for their service. The $360,000 estimated damage was well over the $240,000 cost for submission to FEMA for reimbursement. That fire started Thursday, April 13th, around 1:30, and by 4 p.m. had worked north some 2 miles and forced evacuation of the Haddam community, which eventually suffered damage to half a dozen structures on three properties, including a porch, garage, a shed, 2 houses, and a barn. The vacant Haddam mortuary building was destroyed by fire. Some 500 acres were involved, as burning timber was monitored into the weekend by volunteer firefighters, which included 12 local departments along with the Forest Service personnel, as well as air support with water drops. No one was reported hurt in the fire, and residents were allowed back home later that evening. In other business, last week's meeting, Jimmy Workman accepted the job of road and bridge supervisor as of May 1st. Eric Helms was offered the assistant of supervisor and will get back with commissioners. Washington County Hospital Board members met with commissioners conveying the Homestead real estate to the Foundation Board. The board authorized a notice of intent to apply for a CDBG grant for the purpose of a nonprofit child care facility on the property. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The Agency on Aging Director received notification that the Department of Transportation grant beginning in July 2024 will not be fully funded as requested, and that will result in a shortfall in federal and state operations of some $47,000. The sheriff spoke of town hall meetings regarding the new jail. Health nurse reported that 8 of the 9 grant reports have been filed. They'll be doing school outreach clinics before summer. County appraiser finished valuation hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed out May 1st. The extension office is looking for a nutrition person to work with the elderly and school children. They'll have 2 interns coming this summer to work with the summer school programs with 4-H type activities. County treasurer reminded of second half taxes due in May. Emergency management director is staying busy with countywide fires, recently sending crews to Washington County for assistance. A burn ban would have to be implemented by resolution by the Board of County Commissioners. Emergency Management Director makes a decision daily as to whether burn permits will be issued that day. Public Works Administrator reported crews are finishing up putting shoulder rock on the Axtell Blacktop. Overlay south of Blue Rapids has been completed. Road crews are busy blading and hauling rock, and bridge work continues throughout Marshall County. County clerk advised special election advance voting has been underway. County commissioners have finished up town hall meetings for the jail project, finalizing health department plans. They hope to start construction by June. Nemahal County commissioners met in special session on Friday to conduct an interview for the county administrator position and to review updates to the Nemahal County employee handbook. At last week's regular meeting, the Planning Commission updated development of a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County. The county attorney was present for discussion as to survey results and whether comments would be considered public record. City of Marysville will drain the water towers this week as part of routine maintenance and inspections. Tuesday, they'll stop filling the tower at the east of town, completing work Wednesday. That will be returned to service. A similar process will follow for the main water tower at 17th and Center. Residents should not be without water, but there will be variations in water flow and pressure during this process. Due to unexpected volunteer obligations, the Home City Fun Fest, planned this Saturday, is postponed until June 24th. Marysville High School will host the NCKL Art Show Wednesday with workshops and exhibits. The students' art exhibit will be open to the public Wednesday at MHS from 10:30 until 2. Pheasant Road between 13th and 14th will be closed for bridge replacement beginning Tuesday and will be closed for approximately 6 weeks. Again, Pheasant Road from 13th to 14th Road will be closed for a bridge replacement for approximately 6 weeks beginning Tuesday. Stanley E. Hayes, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away April 19th. A memorial service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Private family burial at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Hayes. Betty Weimers, age 73, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Weimers.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And partly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Still more sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Before a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And still a chance for some rain throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. North winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers early Saturday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And clear skies Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 69, record high on this date 96, the average low 46, and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:37.
What are the most common mistakes made when growing roses? We will help you avoid some thorny problems today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 25th, the 115th day of the year. Actor Hank Azaria has a birthday, and the Hubble Space Telescope was placed into orbit on this day in 1990. Rookie rose growers, take note. Sunshine and water are the most basic needs of roses, and it's where unsuccessful gardeners most often go wrong. When choosing a location, find an area that gets 6 hours of sunshine daily, preferably morning sun, taking into account the growth and shading of surrounding plants. As for watering, remember these rules of thumb. Water only in the morning hours. Don't allow the plants to stay moist overnight. Prevent standing water with good drainage. And be sure to use mulch to prevent rapid drying. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more lawn and garden tips online at almanac.com.
Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. We're open currently 6 days a week, but have our grand opening April 28th and 29th with giveaways and refreshments. Come see us at 426 Main. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted.
Over sports, I'm Doug Downs. The biggest news in sports happened in the NFL yesterday. That is when Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers was traded away from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets. Earlier in the week, Rodgers had made a comment that if he could not get traded to the Jets, he would just retire and not go back to the Packers, and that trade happened yesterday. Jordan Love now will be the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. It'll be the first time in 30 years that the Green Bay Packers have been without a Hall of Fame quarterback. Of course, Brett Favre was before Rodgers. With the Jets, Aaron Rodgers will switch his number from number 12 to number 8. The Kansas City Royals managed to hit the baseball yesterday, but they still lost the game against the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-4. The Royals did get 10 hits on the night. Those two teams will play again tonight. They are in the middle of a three-game series. Then Kansas City stays on the road to wrap up the month of April. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on a loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The NFL is ready to shine the spotlight on Kansas City this week during the 2023 NFL Draft on Thursday. That means extra glamour and glitz will be shining on Union Station and downtown Kansas City. Here's a couple of things that you will see if you are headed to the draft. When each NFL team is on the clock, the draft lights in the team's colors will be used throughout the draft site. Team logos will also be projected on the National WW1 Museum and Memorial's North Wall. And a building at 23rd Main Street will be wrapped to display all 32 NFL teams. A spotlight will highlight the team that is on the clock during the draft selection process. A record has been set early in this MLB season by the Tampa Bay Rays. They have won their 14th consecutive home game. It is the most to begin a season in the modern day era. The record was set in 1880 by the Chicago White Sox when they won 21 consecutive games. Two games in the NBA playoffs last night. Miami beat Milwaukee 119-114, and the Lakers took care of Memphis 117-111. Kansas, Mid-America, Network Sports.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
When the forsythia flower, it's time to start watching for the eastern tent caterpillar. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This insect is more of a nuisance than threat to healthy trees. The tiny caterpillars emerge in early spring and begin feeding and creating webby tents when temperatures warm and tree leaves expand. A family of caterpillars lives in each webby tent. They leave the tent to forage for food early in the morning, evening, or at night. Use your hand or a stick to knock the tent out of the tree when the caterpillars are present. You can apply organic Bacillus thuringiensis kerstaki to control the young larvae. Spray the tent and leaves several feet beyond. In winter, check crabapples, plums, cherries, and other susceptible plants for the egg masses that resemble a small, shiny glob of mud. Prune off infested branches and destroy egg masses as found. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
On the surface, it seemed to be a ludicrous project. A man with no experience building boats was going to cut his own trees, build his own Viking ship, and then sail it from the Great Lakes and across the Atlantic. So what happens when a junior high school counselor has such a dream? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1974, Bob Asp, a junior high school counselor, began the dream of a lifetime. He began building a full-scale replica of a Viking ship, which he would sail from the U.S. to Norway, the country from which his family immigrated. The project took 8 years, but Bob was diagnosed with leukemia as the date neared to set sail.
It was his dying wish that this would go to Norway, and he was able to complete the ship himself, and he was able to sail it on Lake Superior up in Duluth.
Marcus Krieger shares the story from the UMCOM Center in Moorhead, Minnesota.
He died before the actual voyage, but his family, they promised him that whatever he couldn't finish, they would finish it for him, and they kept their promise. The crew of 13 on the UMCOM voyage in 1982, four of them were his children.
The journey from Duluth to Norway took 72 days, 5 weeks on the Atlantic.
There was this one storm about 500 miles off the coast of Canada. Everybody thought they were going to sink, and there was a big wave that came in, and it cracked the hull of the ship. At the front of the ship, you'd see Igor the Dragon. Well, Viking ships would have dragons back then, and it ripped him off the boat, and he fell backwards and lost one of his horns.
Today, the ship is housed here in Moorhead, Minnesota, with Igor the Dragon minus one horn.
Because we have a Viking ship, the Umcoms, and we also have a full-size replica of a medieval Norwegian church that was another local man's retirement project. We're kind of an international destination.
It's an amazing ship and an amazing story. Traveling the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
There are many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Choosing a system depends on your needs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
No matter the size of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy,
Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal, and that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, that would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, real-time kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1 inch accuracy. That's the beauty of RTK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. Consider how intuitive the menus, buttons, and touch interfaces are, and how easy it is to train other operators. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
is calling.
I always love when spring cleaning rolls around. There's just something about it that feels like a fresh start. Music's on the radio, the windows are open, and the house is getting aired out after a long, cold winter. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, spring can be a great time to find a fresh, new way to live generously. Perhaps you have a neighbor who could use some help with their yard work. Or maybe you're planning on having a garage sale, and instead of keeping the funds for yourself, you're considering donating them to a family in need or a local organization that helps people in times of crisis. One of my favorite reminders in the Bible about generosity says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others." So take a new approach to your spring cleaning this year and figure out small but impactful ways to give back. And remember, incorporating a generous mindset into your overall financial strategy will enable you to live a more grateful and purpose-filled life.
A Texas ag economist makes a case for the farm safety net today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Why do America's farmers and ranchers need a farm program safety net? Texas A&M's Bart Fisher explains.
So the safety net, one, it's to help address just a lot of those inherent uncertainties in agriculture. Two, it's to help address a lot of the unfair trade practices from other countries around the world. And the whole point in so doing is to make sure that we have an abundant, affordable, and safe food supply.
Fisher is co-director of the Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M.
Ag is a tiny portion. Whether we're talking traditional farm policy or crop insurance where farmers are having to pay for the coverage, it's about 0.2% of the federal budget that secures our entire food supply.
Fisher's referring to the fact that the farm bill's cost is mostly for nutrition programs, and the safety net portion is a very small part of the overall bill.
It boggles my mind why we think, well, with all the uncertainty with which farmers have to contend, let's make the safety net uncertain as well, too. It just does not make any sense. And so I'm excited to see the message coming out of all four leadership offices on the ag committees that that's the direction that they're wanting to head.
Fisher was featured in a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken on this Tuesday morning, April the 25th. Well, we know weather's been a big topic around the country, especially in the plains. Here's Tyne Morgan to talk about the drought here in the Midwest.
Eric, you know, we saw this cold blast of weather that's been hitting the western Corn Belt. How long does this stick around?
Well, unfortunately, west of that, over in the western part of the United States, they're going to be seeing some warmer conditions, which means we're going to push a lot of cooler air across the Corn Belt, making it all the way to the east as we try to finish this month of April, which means all we got this April was that nice big warm-up right in the middle of it. It's been bookended with colder weather. So unfortunately, we're going to be seeing less than ideal kind of accumulation of heat here over the finish to this month.
Well, that's on the temperature front, but when you look at the moisture situation, Eric, we did see some significant planting progress in parts of the country the past 2 weeks, but as we move forward the next week and into May, do you expect to see planting pace actually slow?
I think there's going to be tighter windows across much of the central and eastern Corn Belt, but we're also going to be seeing for the first time in a long time better chances for precipitation coming into parts of Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado and maybe even parts of Oklahoma and Texas.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. It is currently 49 at Atwood, 51 at Sharon Springs, 55 at Tribune, Syracuse is at 59, Coldwater 58, Kingman is at 56, Howard is at 56 as well, 55 at Mound City, 53 at Lawrence, 53 at Seneca, Washington is at 50 now, Phillipsburg 55, Oberlin 52.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of $500 springtime instant rebate online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Landall Company in Marysville is looking for skilled individuals for full-time or summer employment. If you or someone you know is looking for a stable career with wages that begin at $15.75 and up, offering advancement opportunities, annual wage increases, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, plus a generous benefit package that includes 401k, paid time off, and insurance benefits, among others, apply online or contact Landall Company in Marysville at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Go online at Landall.com.
There are potential legalities when it comes to using autonomous machinery on the farm. Today, on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Todd Jansen, president of Jansen Schrader Agricultural Law based in Indiana, says most of his experience has been legal issues when it comes to data collection for farmers. As more machines become autonomous, more data is collected, and it's becoming a bigger legal issue all the time.
I think there are generally four areas when we're talking about autonomous farming technology where you could see some liability. So the obvious first one is in the field, right? So we have vehicles that are in the field operating without any operator present. And so there could be liabilities if they go off course or if they run into something in the field or they do something in the field they're not supposed to. The second area is on the road. Most of these machines have to get to the field somehow. And so we really haven't seen much advancement, I would say, as far as getting autonomous vehicles into the field. Everything I've seen requires that some operator get them into the field and then they can operate autonomously from there. But ideally, you'd want the machine to be able to go from the farmstead to the field and come back at night, right? And so you don't have to worry about that part of it.
Jansen says there also could be legal issues when it comes to using robotics on the farm.
I'm thinking especially of dairy farmers who have robotic milking machines and robotic feed pushers.
Another important area to think about, according to Jansen, when it comes to legal issues and using new technology in agriculture is the use of drones for spraying ag chemicals. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on legal issues and new technology in agriculture, log on to agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it has been a weaker market today as the sell-off continues. Brazilian beans import affecting the markets, and China canceling their huge corn order from the U.S., making a big difference for the markets right now. Corn for May, 646 and a half. That's down 4 3/4. Corn for July, 606 and a half. And that's down 1. Kansas City wheat for May, 823. That's down 10. July Kansas City wheat, 806 and a half. That's down 11. Looking at oats for May, 332 3/4. That's up 4. July oats up 1/4 at 338 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1449 3/4. That's down 15 1/2. July soybeans down 16 1/4 at 1419 3/4. Taking a look at cotton on this Tuesday. May cotton, 76.22. That's down $2.76. July cotton, 78.69. That's down $2 even. Live cattle for April, 174.10. That's down 20 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 202.20. That's down 35 cents right now. Looking at crude oil for June, 76.74. That's down $2 and a penny. Crude oil for July, 76.56. That's down $2.04. Gold for April, 1989. That's down a penny right now. Gold for June at $2,004.30, and that's up $4.50. Silver for May, 24.89 1/2, and that's down 41 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street, the Dow right now down 312. S&P down 55. NASDAQ down 185. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
With patients ranging from horses to humans across all 50 states, the K-State Veterinary Diagnostics Lab remains esteemed and accredited. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State veterinarian Greg Hanselcheck discusses the renewed accreditation of the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab.
The AAVLD is an organization that was started back in the 50s, and it's got over 1,200 members, all 50 states, Canada, and then 30-some foreign countries. And these are people that are experts in veterinary diagnostics. And the purpose of the accreditation is to make sure that laboratories are providing accurate and reliable tests all the time. And that's where this accreditation thing started. We're the only accredited laboratory in Kansas, and our clients come from all 50 states and about 48 foreign countries. So we've got a lot of people that depend on the results. And like you say, both veterinarians and animal owners, the results need to be accurate and they need to be provided in a very timely manner. And so, yeah, that's part of this accreditation to make sure that we can provide those kind of things to our clients.
Hanselcheck elaborates on what the accreditation process entails.
You have to be accredited a maximum of every 5 years, and sometimes it's going to be less. There was actually a year skipped in there because of COVID, because these are on-site audits by third-party auditors who are trained on inspecting laboratories, looking at SOPs, looking at our technique, make sure our techniques are appropriate, looking at our equipment. Do we maintain our equipment the way we should? And so, yeah, it's every 5 years. This time we had three auditors that came in, and they spent 3 days, and they went through every one of our sections, and it's a very intense accreditation and scrutiny to make sure that we're doing things correctly. You have to be able to provide, and we're talking 24/7 basically, necropsy, histology, bacteriology, and virology. And so we do all of those, and then we've got 8 other sections. So we've got next-gen sequencing, molecular toxicology. We just keep going on and on. So that's the minimum. Some other things that you have to have is that facilities to handle the testing the way that it should be. There's requirements on who can be hired in certain positions and have that kind of background in order to be part of this accreditation process.
Hanselcheck goes on to highlight the volume of the lab's work.
Yep, 500 different test types. 500,000, about that many individual tests per year. And again, from clients in all 50 states and 40-some foreign countries, but all those species too, 40-some species. Number one species is canine, then human, actually, because we do a lot of human blood testing for rabies. We're the largest rabies laboratory in the world. And then third is canine, and then feline. So, yeah, we're very diverse in the species that we actually test for.
That was Greg Hanselcheck, K-State veterinarian, explaining the accreditation of the K-State Veterinary Diagnostics Lab. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.